This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A couple of weeks ago up at State Rec.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wrestling, I know that we've talked so far with 3A state championship head coach Vic Balmaceda and then Brandon Neifeld from Matter Lakes. But 2A this year was a division that a lot of people just kind of like penned in Tampa Jesuit and Lake Gibson. Little did they know that there was a team from Pembroke Pines and Somerset Academy that has been on the map for a long, long time. They had their opportunity to move up to 2A. And it was of all three classifications at state, it was by far the most exciting heading into the finals of the championships in Kissimmee. Somerset trailed Tampa Jesuit by 7.5 points. And guess what? They went 4-1 in the finals, won it all. You could say that Joey Belisucci, the head coach, has seen it all before, but I'll tell you what, this is one championship that he's going to remember a long time, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Busy month for you with the regionals and state, and then you were in Philadelphia over the weekend. Have you sat back and kind of gone over that finals, those matches in the finals to win that thing yet?
Well, Larry, first of all, it's very great to be with you. As always, You're the best. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a whirlwind for us. You know, this is we captured our fifth state title in the last, five, six years. But this one was a little different. You know, last year's team, that was a crazy race. We actually came from behind by more in multiple events to win the state duels and the individual. But then when it came to this year in 2A, everyone was spread out for a while, but in 2A, we actually had six state championship teams in the last since 2020.
Wow.
Between Charlotte, Jensen, Jesuit, Lake Gibson, Somerset, and Jesuit, right. So yeah. I'm forgetting them. So there's six of us, and everyone said, "Oh, this is the gauntlet. We're the 1A team that I've heard over the years. I love to be underestimated, and that's been one of my hashtags in previous years. I love to be come from behind. This year was you got to believe. So no one thought we were going to win. But we pulled it off, and definitely the toughest division it's been. In NEA for as many years as I can remember, that this was a dogfight.
It just came through,
so it was big.
And all you got to do is flash back to January at the duels in Kissimmee, where on one side, I mean, your first matches were Lake Gibson and Tampa Jesuit, and you and Jensen Beach.
No, it was Jensen Beach. Yeah, it was Jensen Beach. Right, exactly. Yeah, right. It was crazy. So four state championship teams on one side of the bracket.
On one side of the bracket.
The team.
Right. And you kind of got yourself a preview of what was going to be, but you always had a good feeling. Even, you know, when I saw you in after day two, you go, you know what, if we do what we need to do tomorrow, we can make this a race, and you did. And, I mean, you had to be extremely proud of the kids. I mean, you look back at there was a couple of matches, especially the Eric Hodge match where he won 4-3, which probably was the match that put you over the edge.
Well, truthfully, if you want to look at the 7 points, if we lost that match, you take away four and add four to them, and we lose by one.
Yeah.
So obviously that was the rubber match. I did have two guys after that got made, one won 12-0, the other one got a tech fall. They could have pinned, you know, and maybe made it up. Didn't have to. They just had to win their matches. But Eric came through clutch. Even Tristan Sains, if he didn't win, we would have had to do the same thing. And even if Eric won, it still would have been a dogfight all the way to the end. I did feel confident. I think I told you, like, they had five in the finals. We had five in the finals. I felt like we'd go 4-1, and they go 1-4. And you know what? That happened. So,
yeah.
A lot of people that I know behind the scenes call me Joe Stradamos, but I kind of see the numbers.
Yeah. I mean, and the great thing too is, I mean, I know they're not with you anymore, but two kids that were in your program, and Jake Austin from Charlotte, and also the kid Christian Fretwell. And they both,
I was interviewed. I was interviewed by the guy at the arena, and he's like, "Well, you have five in the finals." I go, "No, I have seven." I go, "Why?" I go, "Because Jake Austin and Christian Fretwell wrestled Jesuit kids."
Right.
So
and they took care of business.
They took care of business in both tough matches, actually. So there's a lot of things that could have went wrong. I just felt once we put ourselves in a position to be that close with those guys that I had in the finals, that we would pull it out. I don't want to say I felt confident, but I just felt sure that we could do this. And it was amazing.
And not only that, is to have three brothers in the mix. Two of them, and Tristan Sains and his brother Michael winning. How gratifying was that? I mean, I hate to have been their parents. They were probably jumping all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look back, I'm a historian, and my brothers wrestled in the 80s, and I was the kid with the clipboard, with the brackets, you know, and they won state championships and all that. There's never been three brothers in the state finals. I can't find one that was. There's been two brothers, but never three.
Right.
Just to even qualify for the state finals. Obviously, the eighth grader, the 14-year-old, was wrestling Sebastian DiGennaro, the
in
the country that we knew kind of what was going to happen there. But the fact that he made it to the finals, beating a kid he lost to from Lake Gibson earlier, which was also clutch for us. I mean, every kid did their part. Every kid did their part, and we needed everyone's points. We left a few points on the table. I thought we'd have about 8 or 10 more points. I wrote down 180, 179. We got 173. And there was some matches where we were winning large and lost. So I was kind of right where we wanted to be. We did what we were supposed to do. And I was super proud of the kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Joe Blasucci, head coach at Somerset and Pembroke Pines. And you've watched, and as you said, you know, you were that little kid 35, 40 years ago holding the clipboard and watching, you know, St. Thomas teams and, you know, watching some of the great wrestlers that have come throughout Florida throughout the years. And now you've gone kind of full circle because you guys travel a lot and you have an opportunity to see some of the best kids in the country throughout the course of the year, whether, you know, be at the NHCA events or anywhere during the
Super
summer.
Super 32, Freak Show, Michigan Grappler, USA Nationals.
Joe, how much has Florida closed the gap over the years as far as talent?
Well, so my South Florida Lightning teams, which it's been 20 years. We started All American in the mid 2000s, and people always disrespected Florida like crazy. And all of a sudden, I brought all these hammers that these kids have never wrestled on a national scene, but they were killers. Kendrick Sander, all those kids, and Scotty Sentez and all this. And we started beating people, and people started to respect Florida. And people thought we were bottom 25 state, but literally we're right there in the top 10, you know. And when we bring our best to wrestle their best from Florida, we've beaten Michigan probably 18 times out of 20, their best teams at NHSCA duels or Disney duels back when it was really tough. So we usually, you know, and they say Michigan's better than us. Well, I don't see that because we brought our best kids and beat them. I think people respect Florida wrestlers now, and you're seeing it on the NCAA level. And it's part of it is exposure. You know, we have no colleges here. I mean, we have the NAIAs and stuff, but, you know, there's no Division I wrestling anywhere close by. Sure. So.
Yeah, and you kind of get what you get, and to have somebody on a grand stage like Chris Minto from Mariner High School and Kate Coral finish fourth, I mean, as a freshman at Nebraska, I mean, he kind of served notice, I think, that over the next couple of years he's not going to be an easy out. You got a couple of other kids that are finding their way that are young wrestlers that are, you know, that are starting to go now. I mean, you look at, you know, we've looked at some really, really good kids. It's Sebastian DJ. Gennaro kid, you got to figure he's going to be, you know, somewhere in that mix over the next couple of years. He's been a really, really good wrestler. But obviously Michael and his brother, Peter Mako, who have, you know, Peter lost an unfortunate match in the finals. But Michael kind of doesn't have a peer right now in the state. I mean, he's going through it. Well, that's awesome. Before we let you go, how many kids you got returning for next year?
I have 10 state qualifiers returning.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
it's going to be – and then you know what? And I was looking at it. You could have a repeat in 1, 2, and 3 next year because all three of you with Matter Lakes and also, you know, Vic does a great job every year.
Yeah, South Matter Lakes still returns a lot. South Date always has their numbers. Obviously,
yeah, no doubt.
Really well, and you know, we got some young little brothers coming up. So
yeah, I know
graders,
you do.
Seventh graders, so
I know you
we're,
do.
We're going to be ready to go.
Well, I always remember
the tournaments you talked about, though, that's the difference. When you take those kids to wrestle the PA kids and the California kids and all that, they come back here and it's a little easier.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel as totally as big, but the state tournament, everyone's got nerves. So,
no doubt.
Still, they've been there and done that. So that's exposing them.
Good stuff. Joe, I can't thank you enough, man. Congratulations. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
Good stuff. Joe Blasucci, head coach at Somerset, state champions. 6 out of 7 years, done a great job.